Attention parents, what you're about to see is not suitable for kids. Shoot, it's not even suitable for some grown-ups. You might want to walk away now if you ain't into these type of things.
I'm going to give the people what they want. Sensation, horror, shock.
I'm going to deliver the goods because I'm alive and I'm not backing down.
Cuckoo, cuckoo.
Vomit-inducing thing.
Hola, creepos! Back in Rochester, miserable as can be, for another episode of The Creep-Off. Hi, Hot Carla.
What's happening, Vinnie Paulino? We had a fun weekend.
It was a good time.
Thanks to everyone who came out to Largo. It turned out to be, I would say, the most fun live show we've done with the fans and the listeners who came out. Because there was Thursday night at Hogan's, Friday night, we had the meet and greet, we had the show, and then everyone, it seemed like, went out to the karaoke bar.
Yep.
And we were there till after 2 a.m. singing songs and just having a blast. You got to meet one of your boyhood idols and hang out with him.
I don't think I'm allowed to say who it was, but
all right.
I'm going to say this. I was one of like the 11 people who owned the ECW video game because that thing was a piece of shit.
Yep.
And the person I got to meet is the guy I used to play with in that fucking game all the time, and I was...
Just happened to be a guy with a similar body type to yours,
yeah.
Which is why you gravitated towards him.
He's a big guy.
But and then Saturday, we had the big...
If you'd like to figure out who he is, you might have to research the FBI, talk to them maybe, I don't know.
Okay, so fair enough. And then Saturday, we had the big date with Lucy Tightbox down at Clearwater Beach. It was just a blast. We had so much fun, and thanks again to everyone who came out.
You know, I want to touch on something really quickly at the show. There was one person who I met. Where there was a lot of Creep-Off fans.
Yes.
But there was one gentleman.
And one of them got kicked out.
Well, there was only one of them who decided to represent the Creep-Off and rocked his Creep-Off shirt to the show.
Yep.
And I spent quite a bit of time talking to this guy, and I knew he was drinking. But I did not realize what was going on over there. And I did the first segment of the show, went backstage, and was like, oh, I feel like I want a tequila. So I'm going to go out to the bar in the lobby.
Okay.
Now the show's going on, and I have to walk around the place. I get to the lobby, and I look down, and I see four police officers standing around a guy on a bench. And the guy in the bench wearing a Creep-Off t-shirt turns around, looks, and goes, yo, Vinny! Vinny!
It's a show about creeps, by creeps, for creeps.
And I walk over and I'm like, it's the dude I just talked to for the meet and greet. And I go, bro, what happened? He's like, I don't know. They're making me get a taxi home. They threw me out. And I'm like, oh, that sucks, dude. I knew you came a long way. I think you came from Philly. And he was perfectly nice. And I was like, I don't know what the fuck he did. And I just laughed because that was quite a, like, might be my favorite image in my head of doing the show is the dude in the Creep-Off shirt surrounded by cops getting thrown out.
I wish I was there for it. Instead,
I should have taken a picture. I'm so
bummed. You should have, yeah. Instead, well, you know what? There was a really good idea by Royce from Revenge of the Sis. He said that we could do a FOIA request for that police body cam, and then they were going to have me on their show to review it. So, yeah, I'm all for that. Because this guy, after he gets kicked out of the show...
I'll be on the body cam, because I sat down next to him on the bench shooting the shit with him for
sweet.
A second.
Because after... So the guy was causing a lot of disruptions during the show, just booing and yelling out and disrupting things for people around him. So I guess he was warned a couple times, but he was blackout drunk. This is his own claim, blackout drunk. Yeah.
So at what point did you call the cops on him?
Yeah, right. So that's what I was going to say. So then I look at our subreddit, and this guy's like, fuck Carl. He got me kicked out of his show. He's an asshole. I'll never listen to him again. It's like, sir, I was hosting a show. I didn't even comment about it. I heard you making all that noise, but I decided not even to address it because I didn't want to shine a spotlight on some disruptive asshole. We get them from time to time at these shows.
Yeah,
it happens.
I mean,
people overindulge. I got to say, Minnie, I understand getting fucked up and going to a show. I get that part. Mm-hmm. if I'm going to see a jam band or Primus or Ween or a metal show, I understand it. Even a jazz quartet, I understand. Put out a buzz.
Something that makes you move around a little bit.
Yeah, I understand that.
Not a live podcast.
A live podcast, a comedy show, you don't want to be blackout drunk for. It doesn't enhance the experience in any way for you or the people around you, for that matter. So anyway, yeah, that was an interesting character that we have there. One less listener.
Listen, bro, Sprucey, I think he is on Reddit. Sprucey, you're good by me, dude. I don't know what you did. You pissed off a lot of people, but I'm half with you. Fuck Carl.
Yeah, I saw the people sitting around him were also in the subreddit going, dude, I missed most of the show because you were yelling out the whole time. He's acting like, I don't know why they have a problem with me. I thought this was America. He's fucking Stan Marsh getting kicked out.
When I talked to him, when I walked out there, as mild-mannered as could be, and I was almost like, oh, I guess I'm like, he's wearing a creep-off shirt. I assume he did something.
Right. Probably at fault on this one.
This might be his fault. But either way, Sprucey, good luck to you, my friend. Hopefully we'll see you down the line.
See him on the Centering John show. I saw that John was tweeting at him, telling him to come on. So
Sprucey, tell him Moonhead says hello.
Yes, definitely. Give him my regards as well.
Send my regards. We got a... It's Super Chat Monday, Carl.
Oh, my God, it is. I didn't even know.
They're already coming in. At Chet Murphy, thanks for the $9.99. What's up, Carl and Vinny? Largo was a blast. Here's $5 each, and I hear $5 will make you holla.
That's the story I was told as well.
I'll probably be driving you all our live, so got to get my chat in early. Love, Trucker Dan. Now,
oh, yeah, Daniel.
Daniel was there.
He was there when the Asian prostitute showed up.
Yeah.
At Clearwater.
And Lucy Tightbox fought a prostitute, guys. I watched it.
Yes.
It was pretty cool. She's pretty ballsy. You got to get her to tell the story sometime. But
that's a good idea.
Else.
Yeah, next time she's on WATP, we'll talk to her about that, because I was so busy. We did a little wrap-up thing on Potato Soup last night. She was on, and I forgot all about that. So much happened since the first night.
Oh, I'll never forget it.
Yeah.
There was fire in her eyes. And she says to me after, because like her and I Ubered back to the Airbnb, and she goes, I felt safe because I knew all those guys. So like band practice guy was there. Jerry was there.
Her
and
boyfriends.
A couple other fans. Her boyfriends were there. Yep. And I went, you felt safe with them being there? They're WATP fans. The only thing they're going to do is film it and give it to Carl.
Correct. Yes. I think she's getting raped right now. Can we zoom in? Yeah, there it is.
That's what I assume.
That's probably not the correct language.
Yeah.
Something more fun than that.
Yeah.
I would imagine.
Old school games to $4.99. Got my VIP weekend all set. See you clowns in Vegas. Fuck yeah, brother.
Dude, that's awesome. That's going to be, I'm really looking forward to Vegas. That's going to be a really fun weekend because it's a night of comedy. So you got stand-up comedy, and then we have like a Kill Tony style. Come up and try out your 60-second. And then the next day is all podcasts all day. The Creep-Off, doing a live show.
It'll be our second live Creep-Off.
A rare treat right there. Although, I will say, and we'll put this out eventually, people who are on our Patreon and Supercast have the entire video from the live show. But I'll eventually put out, you found an amazing cop cam video that we reviewed at the live show.
That was sent to me from a listener, and I remember who the listener is. And there's a good chance that listener will be auditioning to be a results girl.
Oh.
And she's from the Netherlands.
Really?
Really, truly.
Well, that's exciting.
All right, we'll see what happens there. Not nailed down yet, but I believe that was from Angelica. So thank you, Angelica. Mechanical 8, thanks for the $5. How could you kick that nice man out of that show, Carl? This is why I always vote for Vinny.
Yes, I understand, Mechanical 8. I'm a monster. I was trying to explain. I think it was Vince the Loser or something who texted me, and he's like, so I'm going to run with this idea that you called the cops on one of your supporters at the show. I said, you can. I do have an alibi, and a couple people saw that I was hosting a show at the time, so there'd be no way for me to do that.
Is that what you call it?
Well, yeah, that's all I call it.
You don't even say hello to the audience. I'm just kidding. Chris Pryor for $5. I heard the Z-Man impersonator came to the show and did a good job.
You did too good of a job.
Too good of a job.
Yes, please tell us if you watched the footage live with Royce. Definitely will, Chris. 100%. Definitely will.
You know, Royce is going to be making an appearance on a bonus episode because he and I had a great conversation. And let me tell you what that man is a big fan of. Thunder in Paradise.
I finally met someone else who's as excited as I am about Thunder in Paradise. And when you told me that, I ran right over to him. I'm like, Royce, you watched Thunder in Paradise? He's like, dude. And we just started talking about the whole show and trying to understand how this even came about and how they actually made an entire season of this nonsense. So, yeah, he's going to sit in with us on one of these bonus shows.
All right. Trucker Dan is back. Hold on. Don't forget my Wheel of Consequence. Okay, Dan, I won't. Let's talk about this fucking thing that horrifies me.
Yes.
Really quickly. We go to Hogan's Bar, and Dan had been messaging me through Patreon. He is a Scum Parade Merry Marcher, and you could be too if you go to patreon.com/screenpop for just follow the links.
We appreciate you, Trucker Dan. Yeah, you're a good dude.
He had told me that he was bringing me a DVD of a movie that I would not believe existed. And it's right here, right by the fucking wheel, Dad. It's right there, bud. It's called Gummo. And he showed me one clip. And I immediately felt uneasy. And I was like, please, could you just stop, turn that off? I don't want to see what this is. And we have the whole DVD. And I don't want to watch it.
So that's going to be a consequence? It's going to be a consequence. Watch that movie?
Yeah, watch Gummo.
Oh, boy.
Dude, it was fucking unsettling. I don't even want to describe what it was because it was just like disgusting.
Give me something.
Little boy.
Uh-huh.
In a bathtub.
Uh-huh.
But it is the most disgusting bathtub you've ever seen. The water looks brown, and the kid is just swimming around in it and, like, lapping up water and squirting it out of his mouth and shit.
And that, so it's like the toilet in Train Spotting, and this kid's just swimming around in it?
And it's, like, a real kid, and it's, like, really gross. And yeah. It just makes you want to fucking vomit.
All right, that sounds awful. So,
Dan.
Thanks, Dan.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks for that.
I know you're happy about it, Dan. We're not. Say hello to Isaiah for me, Dan. Thank you. We did a contest last week.
We did do a contest last week.
So,
Tampa.
There's
the biggest creep from Tampa.
That means there's results, Carl.
That does.
Even though there's no contest today, there's results from last week.
There are results. And you know that we've been doing this contest. We're trying to find a new results girl because what's her name? Got a job. Got a real job. And stopped doing the show. So, what's been fantastic and surprising to both of us is that we have more than two or three female listeners to this program. We've already auditioned three different...
Four.
Wait, what?
Danny.
Uh-huh.
Mahalia.
Uh-huh.
Megan.
Yeah.
Another Megan.
Oh, shit, you're right.
Redheaded Megan.
Holy shit, we've already had four.
Carl, this last week, I was contacted by like three more.
This is and we met a woman who was
from
New York, who moved down to Florida. It was
a
nurse.
And she comes up to me and she goes, hey, listen, I'm a big fan of the Creep Off. I don't know if I could be a results girl schedule-wise. I would really love to audition, but I have a lot of male nurse stories for you.
Oh, yes. This is exciting. So
either way, I'd bring it back. Beth's coming on at some point. We just got to get that
for
scheduled.
Sure.
She did email, so we're going to get
but
that
how is this
out.
Possible, though, Vinny? What is going on right now? This is amazing.
True crime, chicks dig it.
There's
at least
I guess
like 10
right.
of them. There's at least 10 of them.
And they're all beautiful, and they all love being a part of the show. So we have another results girl auditioning today.
Yes, and so it is my pleasure to introduce the world to the Creep Off universe. It's Malka, everyone. Hi, Malka.
Hi, everyone.
Malka, look at you with your background. Hello. You're like a professional
yes.
over here. Although it's, I can kind of see what's doing behind you. It looks like you're sitting in front of a window.
It's my shrine.
I don't blame you for not wanting anyone to see anything that's going on in your world.
Yes, smart.
So right behind me is a mirror. That's why.
Okay.
Oh, that would be weird.
That'd be very weird.
Yeah.
What's on your What's on your desk? You don't want us to see.
Yeah, right.
What's going on? All right, I'm just teasing you. You don't have to tell us about it. But you are from Toronto, is that correct?
Yes, I am from Toronto, Canada.
We're international with our results girls on this show.
Incredible. Yay. It's incredible. So how did you find the Creep Off, Malka?
So, oh God, this story. So I met my boyfriend in April, and like 5 months later, he invited me to go to North Carolina with him to go see his favorite band called Thank You Scientist. And we drove there, not flew. So it took quite a while. And so he was like, I'm going to play a podcast. You might like this. And so we started playing the Creep Off, and I'm like, oh shit, I actually like this. He's a fan of WATP.
Nice.
And he introduced me to The Creep Off, and it is my absolute favorite podcast. I'm also a new fan of subreddit surfing.
What's your boyfriend's name?
Ethan.
Ethan, this is a keeper right here, Ethan.
You found a good one. Right now. Hi,
you
Ethan.
Found a good one. You played the creep off for her. You're trying to scare her away. Hey, let's get in the car, drive for 18 hours, and I'll play this ridiculous podcast.
$50. $50 said he was trying to break up with
right,
her.
Yeah, I know. No! He's just like, this will scare her away. No, but it was a test. It was a test, and you passed it. I like
it. Test. Ethan, I know your secrets.
Oh, shit. Whoa.
Oh, holy
that
shit.
That went a weird direction real quick.
Yeah, don't fuck with Malka, Ethan.
All right.
You know, we got another super chat here I'm going to hit because this is just looks hysterical to me. $10 from Jay Lautier. Is that how we say that?
I always call him Jay Loiterer, but you Jay might be Loiterer. Right. I had a couple of people tell me during the meet and greet, you always pronounce my name wrong when I super chat you. I'm like, ah, well, what are you going
to
do?
Holy shit, I just read ahead. The writer and director of Gummo got permanently banned from Letterman for allegedly being caught rifling through Betty White's purse in the green room during the Letterman taping. Oh, I'll leave off the end.
You know, that's actually Vote the most Carl, normal so. Thing.
Vote well, Carl, yes. He directed kids, too.
Yeah, that's actually the most normal thing. Like, if I had the opportunity to go through Betty White's purse, I'm fucking doing that. You kidding me? You only get one chance at that.
Holy shit. Matthew Raleigh, thanks for the $5. I dreamed about the creep off. I saw a crossed out pic of Vinny and a voice saying, always vote Carl, so saith the turn. Make of that what you will.
You know what? I appreciate this, Matthew, because I think it's time we start a cult, Vinny. There's a lot of people doing a lot of really cool shit, and it's all because they have like a cult following.
It's why I started the beard, to be honest with you.
Oh, to be a cult leader?
Yeah.
I do take you more seriously now for some reason.
Really?
No. Not even a little bit.
Damn it!
Not even. Wow, you got real excited for a second.
God
that was fun.
Damn it. I was like, finally some respect around here.
Anyway, let's talk about Malka here, who's here to read the results. So the reason why we have results, girls, if you're new to the show, is because this show is a contest. And each week, Vinny and I compete to find out who can find the biggest creep in a certain category. Last week, we tried to find the biggest creep in Tampa, since we were going down to that area for the live show. And you get to go vote on thecreepoff.com, and then our results girl comes in the next week, reads those results to us so we can find out the score. The first person to 5 wins the round. I'm up 1-0 right now.
Do you know this is round 25, Carl?
This is round 25 of this show. It's flying by.
Yeah, time flies when you're just having a great time.
Right. So I'm excited to find out the results. This is the big job right now. By the way, if you're nervous, now's the time to be nervous. This is what we're watching for. How good is she going to be at reading these results? So far, I've very much enjoyed all of the results, girls, who have come on.
Well, let me just ask one question, because we made this mistake one time, and we didn't ask before we just gave somebody the job. You know how to read, right?
Sure.
Good answer. Okay. I believe her.
Yeah.
I believe her.
We should ask the first one.
All right. So, without further ado, Malka, can you please read to us the results of last week's contest?
Okay, alrighty, creepos. So, with 53% of the vote.
Close.
Hot Carla!
Yeah! These results girls rule! Vinny, I gotta say, remember Jess? Sometimes you would win? I didn't like that. These new results girls that we're bringing in are fan-fucking-tastic. Great job, Malka. Perfect job.
Personally, I voted for Vinny, so.
Please. How many times? I need to do it a few more times.
Wow, Malky, you just really ruined that. You just took all the wind out of my sails with that one. I was trying to hype you up.
Thank you for kicking him in the dick for me.
Malka rules. Malka. I like Malka. She's pretty cool.
Yeah, I can tell.
Good to know.
It's easy to remember your name. You gave like the little thing. You said Malka. Easy to remember. Yep. I love it.
Very easy.
You know what the mall is, right, Carl? It's that place with the Build-A-Bear that Jen takes you to.
Only when I'm good at it and I'm at my nap.
Yeah, she buys your clothes there too, I think. Fuck. Malka, it's great to meet you. Now,
it's really great to meet you guys.
Have an Instagram that you want to plug. It's artsy.
I do. So I am a 3D artist. I studied game art. And so I am trying to become an asset environment artist. So if you want, you can follow my art at artsy underscore MSF on Instagram.
Did you say you studied gay mart? What is that, like a place where you buy gay people?
That's where Carl got his hand.
Yes, very. Oh, no, it's art for the video game industry. That's serving me so well in these days. I tell you, the chronic unemployment.
Oh, no, that sucks. Well, maybe you got to get out of Toronto. Is that where are the people making the games these days? Is it LA? Nowhere?
Oh, I can't get into this because it's like a whole thing. But right now, the entire industry is just full of layoffs. And so it's not really a good work environment right now. I think I'm like almost 200 applications in since January.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. That's
nothing.
Listeners are throwing in suggestions for work for you. Dwight Christian says, make an OnlyFans site, Malka. You'll be all right.
There you go. That's one opportunity.
There you go.
Game art ready.
Game art.
The game art. The game art. Game. I want to take you to the game art.
Game art ready. There you go. Well, great to meet you, Malka. And good
nice
luck in the competition. And hopefully we'll meet again somewhere soon.
Yes, we'll talk to you again, Malka. Thanks for coming on.
Very nice.
Yes. Wow,
like
look
Malka.
At us.
We're doing it. Malka.
We're doing it.
It's happening. So today's episode is one of those laid back hangover episodes. We got a bunch of scum stories, but Carl, you brought a video you wanted to share with us.
I did. You want to start there?
Well, we could do that or voicemails. Or do you want to end on
the
video?
No, not voicemails. That's not a good way to start a show.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Okay.
Do you want me to do Scum Parade first?
Let's do the Scum Parade first, and then we'll do the video.
Well,
let's
buddy, I could make that happen.
Let's go.
I could make that happen, but hold on.
Driving children, pedos diddling, douchebag murderers, rapists do a rapity-ray, sociopaths, abusive asshats, yeah, the scum parade, on the creep bomb, yeah, scum parade, oh, scum parade, woo!
I love the big finish. Love the big finish on that one.
It's fantastic.
Carl, where should we begin? How about literally 2 minutes away from your house?
When I say this happened walking distance from my house, like I literally walk there all the time.
Sometimes on Fridays before we do the bonus episodes, I'll go get a cup of coffee and I'll leave early to grab it. And I'm still too early to get to Carl's. I don't want to like show up super early. So I'll take a drive up to where this story happened and just take a little spin around the block.
It's a very scenic spot because you can see all of beautiful downtown Rochester from up there. And it's a nice little walking track for people. Or
I love to
track.
Go up there and just watch. You could see the muggings and the shoot.
Yep.
Right from there.
It's great.
Yeah. Well, here's the problem about having an open-air water supply in your town. A man's dead body was found and identified in the water supply in Rochester, New York this week, says Mayor Malik Evans. Abdullah Muya's body was first found on Tuesday in the Highland Park Reservoir.
Now, doesn't this sound like something that would happen in the 70s? I swear to God, when you hear, like, oh, there's a body found in a reservoir, like, now we have video surveillance and shit. This shouldn't be happening in 2024.
Dude, this is, like, medieval shit.
Well,
like,
or you can go that way. Yeah.
You don't find dead bodies in the drinking water.
No, often. This makes us feel like we're Syracuse. Oh, my God, this is the national story coming out about Rochester right now? I'm embarrassed.
Every story that comes out about this city is terrifying.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You know, the only way any city makes national news is by being awful.
That's true.
Nobody's ever like, hey, look at what a great job they're doing over here. Just when you fuck up, it makes the news. Now, how could something like this have happened? Well, Evans explained that since there's been a diligent, continuous testing and new posts put in, nothing like this will happen again. But this man went missing in February. He was last seen February 18th. According to the police department, he walked in at approximately 6:30 a.m. He slid down the side of the reservoir into the water and couldn't get out and tragically died.
So was this like a AJ Soprano wah moment? Was this guy committing suicide in the reservoir?
No. I think this is like a homeless dude who was trying to take a bath.
He's like, that water's got to be pretty clean.
I want to hear the Dave Matthews song. There's bums in the water. Don't drink the water. That'll be great. Holy shit, I can't believe I just remembered that song.
That was a deep pull.
Shoot myself in the head for knowing
so
that.
What's great, I'm sure you're going to get to this in the story, mm-hmm. is as soon as the body was found in the reservoir, which is drinking water, for some reason not...
Yeah, last week they found it, by the way.
Yeah, for some reason it's not the drinking water that we have to worry about where I live, which I was shocked by. I don't know how that's possible. But where Lucy Tightbox lives, they very much let them know, like, hey, you should boil the water now. We found a body in there.
Yeah.
But the best part is, once they realized the body had been in there for a month, they go, you know what? We tested it. It's fine. I know you've been drinking this for the last month. It's actually okay. Don't worry about it. You have to boil it.
But still boil it, maybe?
It's hilarious to be like, no, we ran some tests. It's fine. Never mind. What we said before, we were joking.
Well, from where the guy slid in, there's apparently a shaded area where his body settled. And they have people who go through there and like check all this shit all the time. And these fucking bums on the government dole walk past a corpse for a month.
Well, so did everyone else, too. That has a lot of traffic up there, people walking around, and nobody saw it.
Yeah,
until someone did. And here we are.
Sometimes if I have to pee, I go up there. I don't do that.
You would get arrested very quickly if you tried to do that.
Yeah, I'm allowed to drown, but I'm not allowed to pee. Is that what you're telling me?
Correct.
Mayor Evans. So, Carl, it's amazing that you live as close to this as you do, and you didn't have to boil your water.
I know. I was surprised by that. But
is it because you have one of those rich guy reverse osmosis systems?
Only in one of my houses do I need that.
Yeah, well, you might need one in the new one.
I got to say, we have very good drinking water up here at Rochester. I take it for granted, to be honest with you. And then you find out this is going on.
Yeah.
And I'll have some filters, I think, in the future.
Yeah, good choice. Good choice. Carl, you want to go to Wisconsin?
Yeah, let's do that.
Let's talk about an adult star named Tiff.
Now, is this the same Tiff that super chats a lot of the shows and Shuli and stuff?
I believe it's the same one.
Okay, I thought so.
There's no way it couldn't be. Let me get us back to the other window here. Tiff is 35 years old. She's from Wisconsin, and she's made a career out of making pretty spicy content for the internet, Carl.
Okay.
She does the OnlyFans thing, the Fansly. And she found herself a gimmick. Now, that's what I respect. I respect anyone who could find something that's going to set them apart from the others in their
field.
Yeah,
like, you know, some gimmicks that are good are like big boobs or like super hot, you know, like those kinds of things.
Yeah, I'm a fan of both of those.
Right, those
genres.
Are both great gimmicks.
Those are good gimmicks.
Yep. Anal princess, you know, things like that.
That gross. They didn't put a towel down for her. I was surprised. An X-rated content creator has been banned from 3 nursing homes, Carl. Because what she was doing was going to the nursing home and finding these horny old men and just fucking them and filming it and putting it on the internet.
So what you're telling me, Vinny, is that this is the greatest woman of all time, is what you're telling me. I'm wondering, well, how did she make it into the scum parade?
Because I thought about this. And there's the part of this where can these old people consent? Do they have mental issues? Do they have dementia? But I personally think that if a dude was doing this...
That'd be a problem.
He'd be the fucking Grand Marshal of the scum parade.
Yes, that would be a problem for sure.
Since I am not a misogynist,
I see.
I'm going to call her out for this behavior.
Hey, I just want to say to Tiff, since you're calling her out, if you're watching, these frosted tips are not blonde hair dye. I am going gray. I'm getting older, Tiff. So, you know, if that's your thing,
point this out.
If that's your thing, I'm sure I'm aging over here. So she got kicked out of 3 senior living facilities because she's going in there and fucking the guys.
Yeah, these nurses are like, not again, you get out of here.
Could you imagine being one of the nurses that has to tell the residents that they're kicking them out? Look, we canceled the porn actress tonight, but don't worry, we're doing karaoke. That's still on. That's got to suck.
Oh, man. To live in one of those places has got to be a goddamn nightmare. And the second there's a ray of sunshine,
yeah,
they throw it out the fucking front door.
I just want to point out that bingo's fun and all, but I really liked it when that 35-year-old chick with the big boobies was like sucking our dicks. Can we start doing that again?
No, we didn't let her come here. What am I paying for?
Yeah, we're
checking
out.
What am I paying? What are my children paying for?
if not for blowjobs for their old man. And she said some kind of creepy shit in there. She said, these people, they're tired of being stuck at the home and regularly tell me that I make them feel young again with these shots, she said. Even the grandmas agree because I'm satisfying their husbands, which they could no longer do.
Yeah, they're all dried
fucking
up.
They got shots fired.
Nothing they could do
You're
about it.
You're fucking their husband. Can't you be nice to him?
Well, I did look. I did some research on this one, Vinny. I'll be honest with you.
Oh, I bet you did.
She does do a very good job. Mm-hmm. She's thorough.
She does all kinds of jobs for
Yes, me. She's quite thorough with her jobs. So I got to give her credit for that.
She's making a shit ton of money doing this, too, which blows my mind that this is actually a genre
of... Is it $20,000 a week, it says in the article?
$20,000 a week.
That's amazing. Look, there's a
Nothing
lot of...
Nothing compared to what the nursing homes make, though.
That's true, yeah. They're the ones who are really making out on this. But yeah, there really are a lot of like older dudes... who are hard up and are looking for videos of younger women who are into like really old dudes. So there's a big market for this.
It's wild.
Yeah.
Reverend Shit State Powerful Pooper, thanks for the $2. Imagine the third input leakage at the old folks
home. Maybe that, yeah, you know what? Maybe that's what the problem is right there.
They put down a lot of towels at the nursing home. I know that, I imagine. But this poor girl, she could just grab a diaper on her way out. That'd be good for her, though. $20,000 a week to fuck old guys.
And they're putting her photo up in these nursing homes like it's the post office and she's wanted by the FBI. They're like, don't let this woman in. It's like, finally an attractive woman who has to spend some time with these people.
They all say they want volunteers. And then the people show up and they have nothing for them to do.
Right.
This is ridiculous. All right, Carl, let's keep it moving. And let's meet another lovely couple, shall we? I want to make sure we could see this mugshot because I want everybody to know what the fuck is going on this story.
Oh, Florida is a party. The one thing I can tell you about Florida, because we just got back from there, it's a fucking party.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you don't want to go to this particular party if you're in Florida.
Why, you don't like Popeye's chicken? I think it's delicious.
I'm not going to the Popeye's party. Not happening.
All right.
A couple was arrested Saturday afternoon for having sex on the sidewalk in front of a Popeyes in plain view of motorists. Responding to a report of lewd behavior, a sheriff's deputy located two suspects trysting on a patch of grass across from the Vero Beach restaurant. Here's the photo.
There's the restaurant.
So they were
There's
just
the sidewalk.
Fucking next to that sign over there.
Yep.
I imagine right next to that sign right there. They're just fucking.
Go back to the photo of those two. I'm thinking this woman, April White,
yeah,
giving off some kindy vibes. Am I crazy?
She does generally. She has the same look on her face that Kindy does when she sees you.
Correct. That's the look I get from Kindy. Like, oh, fuck this guy. Maybe that's why I thought
but
that.
Listen to this shit. April White is 44 years old, and the gentleman there, Arnold Mackey, is 70.
Holy shit. This is amazing. Another saint on earth.
He is... She's trying to get out of that TIF action. She wants that $20,000 a week.
Maybe.
So, Mackey was noted by the cop to appear flustered when they were confronted, and he was unable to fully pull up his shorts, which left his penis fully exposed to oncoming traffic.
Oh, well, that's the problem.
Yeah.
Like, he was trying to hide his penis from that oncoming traffic. He found a place to hide it. And then the cops come in there and fuck it all up.
Well, I want to say one thing about April White. She sounds like a charming woman.
Mm.
Now, as they tried to arrest her, she claimed she did nothing wrong. She reportedly struggled with the cop and called him a faggot and other obscenities as he sought to restrain her.
She's fun.
White, who smelled of alcohol, was escorted to the group where police found four empty bottles of vodka and an unopened bottle of rum.
Well, she's not littering. So that's good. She's keeping those bottles with her.
Was that a Jimmy Buffett song? Four empty bottles of vodka and an unopened bottle of rum?
Not his best song, but a decent one. Yeah. It's not going to be an encore.
Yeah. A motorist who called 911 after spotting the duo said he did a double take because he couldn't believe what he was seeing. The witness added that the female had her legs spread open and the male was inserting his fingers.
Oh, okay. This just changed. I got to say. I get fucking a homeless guy, I do, but don't want to finger you. What are you doing? Why would you do that?
My defense there would be like, I wanted to see which direction the wind was coming, and I didn't have any saliva, so I had to moisten my fingers.
Oh, God.
Just to see. Oh, Southwest.
That is awful right there.
Oh, shit, DeWired Christian. Honey glazed hands, now at Popeyes. Now, after being read his rights, Mackey reported said it was not his intention to expose himself. He was like, you see, I thought it would be inside of her.
Right.
That way nobody could see it unless they have an x-ray machine.
Her vagina was hanging out there, so I wanted to cover it up with my penis so that no children would see it.
I'm a gentleman.
Right. I'm a class act over here, officer.
Please.
New tagline for Florida. Florida, we're slightly more classy than Tijuana. They do not allow this type of behavior.
I had such a good time in Tampa.
Yeah.
You know, I forgot to mention this earlier when we were talking about, you know what we forgot to do while we were there?
Go to the porch?
Go to the Hotel Cesar.
That's right, because that was near our Airbnb in St. Pete's.
The Big Pig Hotel where they filmed Thunder in Paradise. We were right fucking there.
Vinny wanted to go so bad, I go, I don't know, what's the Carol Alt's not going to be there. They're going to have a 32-year-old Carol Alt tending bar. Who cares? He wanted to believe.
I was like, is that Jamaican lady still there?
Yeah, right. The Jamaican lady from Detroit.
I bet you grown-up Jess works there. It's like the little girl works, the grown-up version. She's a bellboy now.
She's fully transitioned. I believe that.
All right. So this guy, after being read his rights, said it was not his intention to expose himself. And at that, he asked White to leave the side of the road, but she refused. He was like, I wanted to fuck. I didn't want to fuck there, but she's like, refused. We're fucking right here. So what was I supposed to do?
Yeah.
I mean,
when the woman's ready, you got to take advantage.
He said that Mackey did say, though, that he would be glad to apologize to the judge.
Okay.
That'll get you pretty far, sir. I like that's like 70-year-old man logic. Well, I'll just apologize to the judge, and I'm sure he'll understand.
He'll understand I'm a gentleman.
How often does a 44-year-old want to get fingered on the side of the road in front of a Popeyes?
Yeah.
When you're 70, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Here we are. White was also charged with resisting arrest and disorderly intoxication. Both remain behind bars, and White's bond was set to $7,000, while Mackey needs to post $5,000. So she's in more trouble than him.
Doesn't seem fair, does it?
Yeah.
It's a man's world.
Yeah, she got confused. She tried to grab at the officer's baton at one point. She's like, give me some more! All right, a woman has been charged with arson, Carl, after allegedly setting fire to a stranger's porch. Let me show you a picture of this lovely gal here.
All right, so my question for you, Vinny, is, would you?
She seems happy.
Yeah, she seems like she'd be a lot of fun, a lot of energy. I don't know, would you?
I'm going to pass.
All right. One if you would in the chat, two if you wouldn't.
Okay.
One if you would.
Well, why did she set fire to a stranger's porch, Carl? Well, they had a sign outside the house that said, witches welcome.
Okay, but witches don't set themselves on fire, right?
Well, that's the problem. At first, I was like, this makes perfect sense to me. Because you're supposed to burn witches.
Sure.
I read that in lots of books.
Yep.
And, like, the Bible. We read that in the Bible, I think.
The Bible talks all about witches, yeah.
They do.
For sure.
Burn them. It says in the Old Testament.
Of course.
Throw them out. You know, in the Bible, there's a character called the Witch of Endor. Did you know that's cool?
I did not know that, no.
Yeah. She was an Ewok, I think. Now,
I'm getting all my science fiction confused.
Now, which movie was Moses in? Return of the Jedi?
Mm. No, he didn't come till the prequels.
Oh, that's why that story sucks so much. Yep. Okay. Young was found to be in possession of drug paraphernalia, shocker, which technically is a simple misdemeanor if you didn't have to tack it on to trying to set someone's house on fire.
Okay, can we talk about that real quick?
Yeah, the owner of the home told officers that her security cameras had caught a woman on her porch lighting something that caused a fire. Now,
No, hold on. I want to talk to you about this.
Sure.
So I didn't go to school for criminal justice.
I know.
Yeah, obviously. I don't know a lot about the law.
I'm pretty sure.
But she was charged with a simple misdemeanor, the drug paraphernalia thing that you just mentioned.
Yep.
And then also a serious misdemeanor. And I'm wondering how that works. Like, it could be like a serious misdemeanor and a trivial misdemeanor. Or it could be a simple misdemeanor and a hard misdemeanor. But how is it serious and simple? How are those the qualifiers for misdemeanor?
It's a great question. I don't think that. I guess the only thing that really
What does the word simple mean before the word misdemeanor? Like, it's easy to convict?
Yeah, well, I guess it just means it's a stupid, simple thing people get caught doing all the time.
Oh, it's like a simple person. You got caught with drug paraphernalia while you were lighting shit on fire? You must be simple. What are you thinking?
Yeah.
Get that shit out of your pockets.
But the simple misdemeanor turns into a serious misdemeanor when it's involving arson.
Correct. Yes.
Yeah.
But you are allowed to burn down your friend's porch, right?
Not strange. No, you're not.
Oh, you're not. Because that was your excuse, that it was a friend of hers porch.
Now, listen. Front Street here. I also did not go to school to study criminal justice.
There you go.
So why the fuck are you asking me?
Good point. We're just trying to work these things out together. That's all.
Yeah, that's what we do.
I saw more twos than ones, by the way. She could probably take a good photo on a good day, though, I would imagine. Redheads can be feisty.
I just looked up and there's a lot of twos.
Yeah, there's a lot of twos.
There's a lot of twos. So cops tracked the woman down because there was the doorbell footage, but she admitted to lighting the fire and went on to say she believed the home belonged to a friend, but the homeowner told the police that she does not know Michelle.
I don't know why that matters. I thought it was my friend's house. That's
not
why
a
I set
great
the,
defense.
That's why I set the fire.
Yeah.
She loves a good prank.
I was just pranking my friend.
Yeah.
That's all. Young allegedly also told police she saw a sign that read, "Witches Welcome," and said she considers herself a witch, so she decided to light some items on the porch on fire.
Again, not making a lot of sense. Not making good points here.
Yeah, I wonder if the drug paraphernalia...
Maybe has something to do with this?
Maybe she set some drugs on fire before she decided to do this.
Yeah,
maybe
she sure is in a good mood in this mugshot.
Yeah, hold
so
on.
So there's that.
God damn it. Where's all my good stuff go?
Were you looking for drugs just now? You're like, where did all my good stuff go?
I was looking for this.
Let's talk about meth, baby. Let's talk about it, yes, sirree. Let's talk about all the bad things and the bad things meth heads see. Let's talk about meth.
Drugs are bad. You shouldn't do drugs.
Was that Tucker Dixon who made that for us?
I don't know who made
that
one.
Meth?
Maybe he did.
We were talking about Tucker when we were down in Florida. I think Dr. Steve was reaching out to him.
Or he was texting Dr. Steve instead of us.
Yeah, I think so.
And he told Dr. Steve that he was going to contact... He told Dr. Steve to tell us that he's going to contact us.
Okay, great.
So...
Looking forward to it, Tucker.
Nice to hear from you.
I only hear from Tucker Dixon when the Jaguars beat the Bills. So, like, once every 3 years, I get a text from Tucker Dixon.
That's a funny joke. They have Gabe Davis now, so they won't be winning a lot of games.
Yeah, that's a bad pickup on their part, but whatever. What do I know?
Michelle reassured the officer she had no intention of hurting one or letting the fire get out of control. So we have that we can hang our hats on. After being taken to the police
station.
She
set a fire and then walked away. What do you mean? What do you think is going to happen? Is it going to slowly burn out on that wood?
I think so.
Oh, okay.
I think she was just
trying
to
be fires
friendly
to
other witches. That's what they do. They set each other's shit on fire. All right.
I'm learning today.
Moving on. Let's go to Newport Richey, Florida, a place I never, ever want to go again. Did I ever tell you about the time that I ripped my pants on stage?
I don't think you have. Were we doing walking?
I was doing stand-up.
Too much friction between your thighs?
I was doing a run with the Joke Factories, and the first show was in Newport Richey, Florida. And when I got down there and I opened up my suitcase, I realized I forgot... I had bought a brand new pair of Levi's to take with me, and I forgot them.
Mm.
And I was in this shitty part of Florida, and the only place I saw was like a Marshall's.
Well, there's that Walmart on Del Mabry you could have gone to.
Well, this is Newport Richey. It's further down. It's closer to Orlando and further south, so I'm not driving to Del Mabry. Which, by the way, I hear is actually a normal Walmart.
Yeah,
people went.
Yeah, it's just a normal place.
And Chad's retarded.
Yeah.
So
it's not the milestone you might think it is from the very famous bit.
Yeah. I mean, people are like, freaking Rocco and I were having conversations of what we wanted to see in Tampa. We're like, let's go to Fez Watley's grave.
Yep.
Let's go to the Walmart on Dale Mabry.
We went to Glory Days restaurant the first night we were there.
We went to Frenchie's, had ourselves a group of sandwich, just like Ron Bennington says you should.
Yep.
Did a lot of fun things, but we did not do that. We were to go to the patio, see if we could find that oil can.
Yeah, didn't somebody say they went to the patio and there was an oil can sitting there? Like, is this like a historic spot now where they have to keep it pristine?
Just a dented oil can. Okay. I went into this Marshalls and I looked for a pair of fat guy jeans. The closest thing I found was a pair that looked my size, Carl. But there was not one distinguishing label. There wasn't even a price tag on it.
Uh-oh.
It's like there was just this one pair. And I went and I tried it on and they fit. And I was like, I guess I'll roll with these so I could find it for tonight, so I could find something better. And I wore them the first night in Newport Richie. And to be honest with you, they were fine.
You should have just bought two pairs of jeans and combined them.
They did. Oh, I hate sewing. Betsy Ross, I am not.
All right, so, get this woman off the screen. I can't look at her anymore.
Oh, good boy. The fucking
it's too
Joker.
Much.
The
it's too much.
Joker. So I go to the next night. I'm in Daytona. Yeah, it might have been Daytona. I forget where I was, but I'm on stage, and I used to do this bit where I had to, like, cross my leg as kind of like a pantomime thing.
Yeah.
And I get to that point, and I cross my leg, and I just heard this
oh, no.
noise. And I'm 15 minutes into a 45-minute headlining set, mind you. And I stood there for a second, and I looked at a guy in the audience. I was like, hey, man, you look like you got an honest face. Come here. Check out. Did my pants just rip? And he looks back and goes, yeah. And they were from, like, underwear, top underneath my ass cheek, down my leg. Just a giant rip because of the Marshalls in fucking Newport Richie,
and let
Florida.
Me ask you this. Was that the biggest laugh you've ever gotten on stage? Was that the peak of your career right there? And then you're like, hey, it's the guy who rips his jeans. You're going on Conan.
That's why I retired.
Yeah, right.
Well, Carl, it was a terrible night until the end of the show when all these people said I was so funny and started giving me large bills to go buy new jeans.
Oh, well, that's nice of them.
Yeah, I was just getting
You got some pity applause.
I got some pity cash. You're like, this guy must be broke. Yep. And I was like, I'm not broke. I bought $120 Levi's. I forgot them. Fucking suck.
I ripped a pair of pants, dress pants, with the isotopes, but in the front during a show.
Oh, well, that's less embarrassing.
It wasn't great.
Nothing to see here.
It wasn't great.
Nothing to see here. All right, Carl. Newport Richie, Florida. Last week we talked about how the situation with AI and these kids in the schools were making, like, images of their classmates on AI fucking.
Yes.
And that was a problem.
Yes.
Well, you know, things snowball. Stephen Hauser, he's 67 years old. He's a teacher at the Beacon Christian Academy, is accused of not only having child porn, but of using artificial intelligence to create erotic content from the yearbook photos of three students.
Can I just say this? If you're a 67-year-old man and you're teaching third graders
at a Christian school,
I don't care what school. If you want to be around third graders when you're that age, people should be checking in on you. We should be doing a serious background check, because who wants that fucking job unless you're a creep?
He's a creep. He admitted to creating sexually explicit pictures from his own admittance, taking them from the yearbook and moving it over into the AI, and then getting kiddie porn. Now, he was going on Roblox, a kid's game, talking to kids over there. He's 60-something years old, this fucking guy.
Yeah, but Vinny, you go on these forums for wrestling and shit and talk to children all day long.
I don't go on any
it's
wrestling
forums.
It's
not that forums. Creepy. You're talking to 12-year-olds about swapping out wrestling photos and 8x10s all the time.
Dude, did you see what Rhea Ripley did this weekend?
No.
Do you know who Rhea Ripley is?
No.
Oh, my God. Rhea Ripley. She did the Rikishi stink face on somebody.
No.
Worth a Google.
All
maybe hit up the message boards, Carl. You know these things.
All I had to do is bring up wrestling, and we got sidetracked immediately. I knew that would happen.
Fucking Rhea Ripley. Jesus Christ almighty. She's amazing to look. Okay. He said there could be more victims out there, apart from just these three students that he was making shit of. But he had child porn, and he got busted. He's waiting to appear in court, and he was given a $500,000 bond.
Yeah, the detective in this said, no matter what picture you put out there, somebody can use that later for evil purposes. Have you seen the photos of me from Largo? No one's using AI to make me naked. All right. I don't think I have to worry about any photo I put out there. I think we're good.
I'm going to take that as a challenge. Maybe take that cow bikini picture, throw that in AI, see what you could do. Send it to the creep off at gmail.com.
Dude, I'm looking at Rhea Ripley right now because he piqued my interest with that.
Yeah.
This is a dude.
No, it
you
isn't.
You thought that was hot?
No, it isn't.
This woman's built like China.
Dude, she's... Dude, trust
dude,
me.
Dude.
You're out of your mind.
Dude.
Google her blonde. Google blonde.
Dude,
Rhea
that doesn't change her from being a dude.
Just
this is guy
dude.
Stuff.
You're crazy. Oh, you're insane.
I feel you deep inside
you're
of me.
You're insane. You're insane. All right. You ready for the most disturbing story of the day?
There's a few.
Well, this one's pretty bad. A young boy strangled 9 rabbits and 2 guinea pigs to death during a trip to the petting zoo.
You know what, though? In his defense, he thought his parents were taking him to the strangle zoo, not the petting zoo.
The mechanical ape. Carl confirmed big gay. There it is.
You know
everybody.
What? The mechanical ape, you can't take his word for it. He's been riding me hard all day. I don't.
Who's been riding you hard all day?
Mechanical ape. What, you got a quip for that? Quippy McGee over there?
No, I'm Googling Rhea Ripley just to teach you a fucking lesson.
All right, yeah, pull it up because I just looked at it and she is built like a very big dude.
She's got arms on her, I'll give you that.
Yeah, she sure does.
Let's see. She has she shaved her head a little bit.
Mm-hmm. She didn't shave her armpits, but she did shave her head.
She does, you son of a bitch. You know, here's a, I'll give you just a nice picture of her.
She probably
how dare
says everything like it's a question.
She is Australian. She's married to an AEW dude, which sucks, but that's Rhea. She's really cute, man.
Jesus Christ.
You're a real idiot, Carl. You're a real fucking idiot.
Oh, so I like it that you find the one photo where he doesn't show the entire masculine body. And you're like, see, she's pretty cute. All right. If you say so.
You're a real piece of shit, Carl, but I'm going to prove you wrong. I'm Googling here.
Yeah, see how many photos you have to go through before you can find one that's going to prove your point correct?
I'm just trying not to be like a complete fucking loser and be like, look at these simp for Rhea, even though we should all be simping for Rhea.
Wait, hold on a second. You're trying to not be a loser right now as you're Googling image photos of a wrestler you think is hot? I don't know if that's the right strategy, buddy.
Yeah, Rhea's pretty good looking, dude. Hold on. Here we go.
Calm down.
Hold on. I got it. I got the one. Here we go. Here's little Rhea.
You can't even see. Okay. See, you had to find a photo. You can't even see her.
Oh, I can see her. We can see her. All we right. can all see Rhea. You stop it now.
That ass would snap your penis right off your body.
Yeah, it would.
Okay.
Yeah, it would. So, Carl, yes. Don't you enjoy always being wrong? You
wrong again,
fuck.
Lady Kmart.
You dumb.
See,
fuck.
No, you did it this time. You did it this time. I didn't bring him up. You did. Motherfucker.
That's true. A young boy. Okay, Rhea Ripley. 1 or 2s in the chats, kids. 1 or 2s.
One is yes, I would. 2 is no, I would not.
All right. A young boy strangled 9 rabbits, 2 guinea pigs to death during a solo trip to the petting zoo. Let's get back to why everybody's here.
Yes.
Murder of small animals by a 9-year-old. This kid's 9. He showed no emotion. He goes into the petting zoo by himself on March 11th. And nobody's supervising this kid. They walk in and there's a bunch of dead animals at his feet. And he's just like, hey.
You know, I've noticed that rabbits can sometimes be a little on edge, a little anxious around people. I think I'm starting to understand why now.
Yeah, animals at the petting zoo should all be terrified.
Yes.
No one is looking out for them. A 9-year-old got in and did that kind of damage. And how do you even strangle a guinea pig? How the fuck do you find that thing's neck? It's like trying to strangle a potato.
Which is something we both tried.
Yeah, but I know I can't strangle a potato. His neck is too fat.
Right.
You ever tried to assault a Frankenstein monster?
I've salted a potato, but...
Manager Ali Dornbus told the media, quote, it makes you completely sick. The young boy will not face criminal charges. He's under the age of 12. A psychiatrist named Esther Van Fenema said of the incident, I feel sorry for the animals, but also for the little boy who apparently feels so bad that he has to do this.
Hold on a second. What's not feel bad for this 9-year-old psychopath who I'm guessing it's not going to end well? This would be my guess. Vinny, this thing where this kid strangled rabbits at a petting zoo is going to be one of over 100 sentences on his wiki page in the future. Guys like us will be like, I want to present to you a boy from the Netherlands. Yep. When he was 9, this is just the warm-up to what this kid's going to get into.
And I'm going to tell you something right now. There will be a Kiwi Farms page, too.
For sure.
This woman has some advice for you parents out there. And this maybe, I don't know if this is good advice or not, but... If you have to, if you think your kid's a weirdo, she says, if you kill an animal in the house, explain to the child why, even if it's an insect, so that it learns that you don't wring the neck of a guinea pig, which is harmful.
You know, we had mice when I was growing up, and we'd have mouse traps. I knew the difference between that and the family dog. I don't know that you'd need to explain that to children. There's a psychiatrist who's mentioned in this article saying, children who want to kill and torture animals, that is a red flag. Oh, is it? Well, thank you for that professional opinion. I had no idea. I'm really glad you brought in an expert to explain this to us. Yeah, no shit. Can we put people like this down, Vinny? If you want to strangle to death a cute little bunny rabbit when you're 9, can we just put this person down?
Well, you know, there used to be a time when that was food and you had to do it. So I'm wondering if this was like bred into this child. If like, you know, 6 ancestors back, he was the fucking local bunny killer.
6 ancestors back. It's the Netherlands. This is not a third world country that we're talking about, man.
I don't know. I'm just saying. I don't know what the fuck they do over there. Now listen to this shit. The killings came after.
He stopped on it with his wooden shoe over and over again.
Was he Opie? If you kill an ant, okay, I'm sorry. The killings came after it was revealed that the children are filming themselves using catapults to injure and kill animals in the UK using the WhatsApp.
WhatsApp is the app where you can watch people catapult animals. Download. All right.
Around 500 members across hilarious. 11 group chats, which include primary school children, have shared footage of their kills.
I got to say, launching animals is kind of funny, though, right? I mean, strangling them with your bare hands, that's weird.
I say that's
them,
how we put this kid down. I say we launch him into the sea on a catapult.
That's not a bad idea. That's fun. Put it on TV. Put it on Netflix. Maybe that could be before the Tyson-Paul fight.
Yeah. Netflix will pay a lot of money for that. They pay a lot of money for everything, so you might have be onto something here. So this
They're like, Bert Kreischer here, take our money. Like, Netflix, we need to talk. What's wrong with you?
Yeah. All right, let's go to Ohio with the dumbest slash sneakiest woman in the state.
She's an out-of-the-box thinker.
An Ohio woman tricked one boyfriend into helping her cover up the murder of another one, has now admitted to a whole lot of crimes. Debbie Lynn Frazier, she's 36, pleaded guilty on Monday to counts of murder with a firearm specification, tampering with evidence, and gross abuse of a corpse. Most abuse of corpses is gross.
Yeah.
According to the press release issued by the Muskegon County Prosecutor's Office, the murderess has lived with Thomas Waddell, a significantly older man, and an on-again, off-again relationship for years, according to the statement of facts. The two had met at a Kroger grocery store where they previously worked. Waddell had recently retired. It was known for reaching out and helping those who were in need. So that sounds to me like he was looking for a younger puss and like, oh, I'll help you out. Come stay with me. Prosecutors are inside their home on Sandhurst Drive in Zanesville, a medium-sized city and county, where Valentine's Day cards, shared cookbooks, and other evidence of a life spent together were surrounded in this place. They had all look. Everything looks happy.
Yeah, they're dating.
Yeah. So on August 9, 2023, after days of planning, Waddell was killed. Frazier walked up behind him while he was sitting down in his recliner and shot him in the back of the head with a .22.
Oh, that's a bad day right there. That's a day ruiner.
Not the worst way to go.
No, that's true.
As long as it's quick, you sit down and you're like, I am going to relax and everything is good. Gone.
Yeah, they call that the Lincoln Project. I could be wrong about that. It might be something else.
What's the name of this episode? The Lincoln Project. Good job. You just named it. Note to self, the Lincoln Project. So she then goes to cover up her crime.
That's a word Christian wrote too soon, Carl. I was going to say Kennedy, but I didn't want to offend people. You still remember.
You just made me look at the chat. Simon 343. We need to add Dan Schneider to the Hall of Creeps.
Oh, yes.
He's already there,
He's already there, but
there's a full episode for you.
But did you see, I mean, obviously we have this doc that came out about Nickelodeon, and then he did a show with like one of the kids who worked at iCarly. I was watching Blind Mike. They were playing the interview of that.
Yeah, I would like to discuss how Drake Bell got raped by the pickle guy. Maybe that guy should be the next contestant on the Creep Off Hall of Fame. So, Frazier shot this guy in the head. His body was then wrapped up in trash bags, duct tape, and a comforter. She then sent
pink comforter? This is Ohio.
They issued them there, right?
Yeah, okay.
That's why it was pink from the blood. She then set up covering her crime in a dramatic but unsuccessful fashion, Carl. The next day, she called 911 to falsely report a burglary. While on the phone with dispatchers, she feigned fright and screamed about two men being in the home. Authorities said she also described a ransacking and arriving home to find the door open. Dispatchers hear the sound of a quiet gunshot and then heard Frazier crying out that she had been shot.
See, the problem with this, Vinny, this strategy.
There's a million.
We only get one chance to pull off the performance. It better be the performance of a lifetime, because this ain't dress rehearsal. This is it. The lights are on, the cameras are on, you got to go.
And I'll also add this, Meryl Streep could not get out of this with her acting. No one can, because the guy was shot in the head the day before. Well, there's this thing called forensics.
One of the problems,
Oh, you got shot in the leg. This guy is rigor mortis in the chair. He's holding the remote out like this. His body's fucking frozen. He's been there a while. Oh, fuck this guy. Seaboss, 4044, €5. Carl is totally right about Rhea Ripley. She looks exactly like M. Shadows, the lead singer of Avenged Sevenfold.
Yes, I do. I knew I'd seen her before. I was looking at the chat, by the way. It was about split between ones and twos.
Well, listen, she's not my hill to die on, but if that's where I die, I'm not.
It's a hill, all right.
It's either getting the stink face from Rhea Ripley or in the recliner. I can't decide how I want to go.
All right, so yeah, what happens with this case? We're getting distracted.
Okay, so her plan was elaborate. Waddle's apartment was well-kept and orderly, the statement goes on. The ransacking described by Fraser was closer to superficial mess-making. The place was ransacked. Do you see all the dishes in the sink?
Look at this. Someone knocked over the flowers. The flowers are everywhere.
This is bedlam. Fucking ridiculous. Nothing of value appeared to be missing, including numerous firearms. All the types of things people would take in a home invasion. Inconsistencies surrounding the entire situation piled up. The investigation determined that Waddle had been dead hours before the 911 call was made. Law enforcement canvassed the area for surveillance footage of witness testimony that would help identify the home invaders, instead finding no evidence whatsoever that anyone had fled from the residence on the day in question. Here's the other thing, guys. All your neighbors have Ring doorbells. There's a pretty good chance there's a Ring doorbell pointing at your fucking house and you wouldn't even know it.
Yeah, no, there's cameras everywhere now.
Yeah. Now, a series of suspicious tallied and deleted Google searches were later found on Fraser's phone, including how to load a gun, how to load a revolver pistol, how to know what ammo your gun uses.
Oh, honey, you're not ready for this yet. these are beginner level Google searches for this. You got to get a lot further advanced. How to load a gun.
Well, there was more. What does 22 ammo look like? And my favorite, worst place to get hit in the head.
Shoot off his ear. That'll do it.
Yeah.
So I have a question for you, Vinny, because we find this with a lot of these cases where they get the phone. I don't even know if they need the phone. They just go to Google and get all the recent search history from these people. How do we solve that problem for these would-be murderers and other criminals?
Library,
but that would be suspicious.
Yeah.
Taking out all those books. What about
steal your neighbor's Wi-Fi
incognito mode? Right. Probably was something stupid like that. Ah, they'll never know it was me. Is DuckDuckGo the answer?
I don't know.
Yeah, all right.
How would I know?
I'll do some research on this. We need to help people out.
Yeah.
How would I know?
If I could find a way to get rid of my search history hosting this show, I'd be thrilled. So they start searching. Those searches began on August 5th, 2023. The final search intrigued investigators. It occurred on August 10th, a few hours before the 911 call. How long does GSR stay on skid? Gun, whatever residue. Investigators learned the killer had a boyfriend, John Anderson, who said he was shocked to discover that his on-again, off-again girlfriend of 10 years was living with another man, prosecutors wrote. To the account for the first time at Waddle's, Fraser said he was a dementia patient. So he went over there and she was like, this guy's a dementia patient. I'm taking care of him by fucking him and living for free.
Well, yeah, she didn't explain that part of it, but yes.
Yeah. So this long-running excuse apparently provided enough of an impetus for Fraser to convince Anderson into calling Waddle on the phone, pretending to be a bank fraud representative. I know this sounds crazy. In the text messages Anderson provided, Fraser explained that Waddle was having an Alzheimer's problem and his granddaughter was trying to explain something to him. Fraser, it turned out, had also created a fake fraud representative email account purporting to be from the same bank she and the victim shared. Investigators learned their joint account had been drawn down to about $2,000, giving police a motive for the slaying. So this guy's helping her con him, and he's blaming her, saying he didn't know.
So yeah, the one boyfriend is robbing from the other boyfriend, but he didn't know that was the boyfriend. He just thought that they were taking advantage of this old guy. And then in order to cover up all of her tracks, she decided to have this elaborate scheme where she'd murder the older boyfriend they were stealing from and pretend it was a home invasion by shooting herself, by plastic bursting her leg. And none of this worked because she did not plan this out well at all. Like you said, she was saying that this is all going down during the 911 call because you could hear the gunfire and stuff in the background. Yeah. And they get there. They're like, this guy's been dead for 24 hours. What are you talking about?
Right. Now, they also found a glove with gunshot residue inside of Frazier's backpack.
Yeah.
Frazier's DNA. While he had shot with his own gun, they learned. So there's lots of problems here.
And, you know, she kept changing her story as soon as it was like, well, how come we found this residue on you? And why is there DNA over here? So, yeah, it was not well thought out.
Question. Chad Zubak is a midget, thanks for the $4.99. Were the Hatleys too busy shooting BBC content to make the Florida show? I'm sure you could have got Top Lops to the video with them.
So it's funny you say that because the Hatleys were invited, not by me. I think Dr. Steve, somebody reached out to him, invited him, and Brent said that he is out of show business. So he did not want to come, which is great because I did not want him there.
Yeah.
I don't find him entertaining in any single way.
Huh. Do you find him alluring and erotic in any single way?
No, watching him beat off his little pecker while his wife's getting banged is nothing for me.
Mm-hmm.
Not my thing at all.
But don't you think it was funny when he was with Bubba?
I didn't listen to Bubba back then.
Do you listen to Bubba now?
No.
And there it is. Okay, Carl, we're to close off this scum parade with an update. The mother and father of Lacey Fletcher, Carl, the Louisiana woman whose body was found melted into a maggot-infested sofa at her family's house, finally got sentenced to prison.
Good.
They were each sentenced to 40 years.
Nice. Yeah, because we were worried about that. Originally, it was manslaughter, and it wasn't going to be that much.
Yeah, they were originally talking like 2 or 3 years for each of them.
Yeah, which seemed crazy.
And I like the quote from them after this. They said that, quote, they claimed they could have done more to change the outcome.
You think? Like maybe having like home care nurses show up every now and again to check on this. And they also said, so if you remember, what happened is this autistic girl, oh my God, that's a disturbing photo. Don't distract me with that shit. Is that me mixed with
Ron Jeremy?
Carl.
Yes!
What about all that Carl Jeremy AI? Oh man, that is disturbing right there. Yuck.
Oh, dang lizard. Thanks for the 2 euros. I love it.
Never do that again. So this poor girl.
I want to put that on Instagram. Send it out over.
This girl in her early 20s just sat on the couch and never moved again. Never talked again. And they just let her disintegrate for like 15 years.
Yeah. Wow.
Just sat on this couch and then became part of the couch. And then eventually she was dead a couple of days. They checked out and they're like, she's not really eating that slop we put in front of her. Maybe she's dead. Oh, well. And they said that she was 96 pounds at the end.
Yeah.
Which, I mean,
skeletons don't weigh that much.
She could probably lose a couple more, right?
I mean, if she just exercised,
it's not a good target. I mean, that's
you got to get off the couch and exercise.
Could
people.
Be a target.
Oh, you're going to be a fat ass 94 pound skeleton.
I don't see anything wrong with 96 pounds, but
oh shit! All right, kids. So that is this week's.
Oh, they also said that they gave her COVID. They go, also, she had COVID in this article. I don't know if we brought that up the first time.
Are they chalking that up at the COVID death numbers? I'm just curious.
I'm sure they are. But it's hilarious to me because. Wasn't the whole thing about just like staying home in your house and then you won't get COVID? This woman was the best at it. She was the best at staying home.
And social she still distancing got, didn't work?
She still got COVID.
Vinny, Lacey Fletcher is your case object as to why social distancing didn't
correct.
Work?
Correct. Yes, that's okay. My proof. I think you missed a couple of...
let's hit some super chats.
Super chats in between there.
Okay. Did I...
Yes.
There's one.
Yeah, Dang so Lizard. Dang Lizard says for 5 euros, Ray's 180 killing spree is a simple misdemeanor, while Kindy's a candidate for a serious misdemeanor 2024. I see what you did there, because Ray's a simple guy, and Kindy is a serious contender.
She is Miss with a demeanor.
Correct.
All right. Erica Ann, love you creeps in the show. Keep it up.
Vote for Carl. Thank you, Erica Ann, being a member for 7 months. Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Didn't know we've had memberships for 7 months. Thank you. If you're a member on our YouTube, the entire live show is also available.
James Gartner, thanks to the $4.99 creep off host, shouldn't be creeped out by Gummo. Watch the Soska sisters vomit porn for a consequence.
Oh, God. See, I don't want to do gross out stuff. Can we not do gross out stuff, please?
Let's go back to this one.
It's so creepy. Speaking of which, that is so creepy.
It is. Carl, you want to do some?
My dick has been compared before, so I get it.
You want to do some voicemails? Amigo?
Sure.
All right, let's hit them up. Where did they? Oh, shit. Here we go.
The Creep Off voicemail segment is brought to you by the city of Syracuse. Syracuse, a city so potent, even hearing about it gave Kate Middleton cancer. See you in Syracuse.
I don't know if that makes sense, but I like it.
Okay.
It's topical.
So this guy is also kind of upset at us about our consequences. Mm. So, by the way, mine I'm doing Saturday. Look out for a live stream.
I'm sick and tired of all these pussy-ass consequences, okay? Oh, man, I got to watch The Last Jedi 5 times. Man, I have to do watch Cuties 5 times. Like, we all know the only part of that that was a consequence was Carl trying not to masturbate throughout that entire run. Like, come on. All right? I have a real consequence for you guys, okay? The loser of the creep-off has to befriend one stuttering John Melendo.
Nope.
For at least a month.
Nope.
Okay, we all know John, if Carl goes to John, is like, hey, you know, I'm sorry for goofing on you for all these years. I'm sorry for talking about your kids. Man, I was in the wrong. You know, the shit where he's the real asshole. And, you know, same with Vinny. If he apologizes and he kind of shows his neck a little bit, John will forgive him and be best buddies with him.
Yes.
All right, we've seen this pattern before with pretty much everyone except Shuley.
Yep.
1 month, friends with stuttering John. That is the ultimate creep-off consequence. All right, thank you. Fuck you. Don't call me back. Bye.
That's kind of funny. Not going to lie. That would be kind of fun to do.
And you know what? It would be wild because everybody would go, they're doing it as a consequence. And he'd be going, no, he's a good guy.
No, he's a good guy. He really wants to be my buddy. He's loved me ever since my Stern days.
He was a fan.
He was a fan of mine. There's a shrine in his house dedicated to me. All right, that's a funny idea. I like that one.
I'm not putting that on the wheel.
Oh, all right.
Okay, but you know what, though? Here's the deal. You might not get it done, though. Like, that's the problem.
Oh, like, well, trying and failing is okay.
Okay.
Hey, this is the guy who just called about the Southern John Friendship Challenge. I just wanted to clarify something so I didn't sound like a pervert. The reason the Cuties was not a challenge was specifically because it was Carl doing it. I've never watched that movie. It was
okay. No, I understand.
It's horrible. If anyone's doing it, it would be a real consequence. But Carl the Perv, we all know that. Okay, thank you. I wanted to clarify that. Thank you. Fuck you. Bye.
Duly noted.
I understood what you were saying, sir.
Okay. Podcast Profit coming in under 45. Good for you this week.
Podcast Profit, Holy Spirit speaking through me. I have a couple of questions real fast. The cop that adopted that kid, Carl was quoted as saying that the guy said he, you know, there was no expectations on the kid living and it was a miracle and all that shit. I need the time frame of when he adopted the kid and all that shit. Did he rush through to adopt the kid while the kid wasn't supposed to live and was just like, oh, look at this. Free fucking press. And then, oh, fuck, the kid lived. God damn it. Stuck with this other kid. How'd that go? Anyways, thank you. Fuck you, bye.
He adopted him and immediately put insurance on him.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's funny.
It's good question. I don't know the answer. Here's a great... Here's a great call who saw Sprucey at the show, at the Largo show.
Hey, Vinny. Hey, Carl. Calling in a little bit after the Largo show. I just want to say you guys did a great job. It was hilarious. I loved it.
Thank you.
The Joe story was great, Vinny.
Yes, that was great.
And I want to give a special shout out to the guy who got escorted out by the cops. I was sitting right behind him, and he was annoying the fuck out of me and my girlfriend. He could hardly stay in his chair, yelling random things like evil, like when trans stuff would happen. But yeah, he was annoying. I'm glad he got escorted out. Fuck you for being distracting everybody around you during the show. And great show.
Yeah.
Bye.
So, again, I wouldn't be saying this if the guy hadn't got on the internet and blame me for it. But literally the best bit of the night was Straight Kid Stuff, which was a fantastic production. And as soon as Annie, our review girl, came on, he's screaming evil and booing. And it really distracted from what was otherwise everyone's favorite part of the show. It was just obnoxious behavior.
We have one final voicemail today. Someone would like to discuss what he thinks so far and how he is polling the Results Girl competition.
Oh, great.
Hey, guys. I really think you should have your own Results Girl. And if you're not going to do that, at least have them all on at the same time for, like, a last chance debate or whatever. But if I had to vote now, I'd vote for Danny's looks, Mahalia's personality, first Megan's tits, and redhead Megan's probably ability to speak. And don't worry, Jess, I didn't forget about you. My favorite part about you, Jess, is your absence from the podcast. Never come back. Stay a banker. Thank you. Fuck you. Bye.
By the way, perfect assessment so far. Each has brought a different attribute to the show.
I loved all of them so
yes.
far. Don't forget Malka. Malka's still hanging out.
Well, yeah, well, obviously. Hi, Malka.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize I was on screen. Okay, hi.
How are we doing so far?
Doing good. I was listening to the podcast while I was doing some work in the background.
Who's doing a better job so far in your
opinion? Oh, shit.
Okay, well, that's... Well, I'm biased because via non-true believers.
Excelsior!
Excelsior!
Excelsior, true believers.
I think someone was asking what my Instagram was because I didn't say it clearly. So it's artsy _MSF. So like artsy, like artistic.
A-R-T-S-Y underscore.
Yep, _MSF. And yes, I am Jewish.
All right. She's answering all the questions that we need to know.
Yeah. Very good. Thank all you right. again.
See you later, Malka. Right, Carl, you brought a video today you wanted us to watch?
Yes, I did. So I don't think we talked about this, but it was pretty big news in the true crime world because it involves a YouTuber named Ruby Frankie.
Uh-huh.
And she was up to 2 million subscribers on her YouTube channel. And she was one of these, well, she's Mormon. And so she's got a ton of kids. I think there's 6 kids plus her and her husband. So some channel. And she does these mommy vlogs. And she's going on and telling other moms how to deal with raising all these kids and raising them the right way and struggles she goes through and everything else. She got very, very popular doing this.
That is absolutely the shittiest and the worst genre of content creator.
Yes. And
because they're all just parroting the same shit.
Well, this gets really crazy. So actually, Jeff Spangler sent me this video that just came out a couple of days ago because... Well, long story short, there is a setup to this video, so we'll see all of this. But basically, the reason why she got caught for all of her crimes that she was involved in, which she has been sentenced, she'll be in prison for many, many years now,
Yay.
Is because her 12-year-old son escaped from her house and made it to a neighbor's house where the neighbors got help for him. And for the first time, they actually put out the webcam footage of this kid looking for help from his neighbors.
Think of the hit she could have gotten for her channel. She had just filmed it herself.
Yep. She missed opportunity right
there.
I'm
telling you.
Yep.
All right. So should I just start this at the
beginning? Start off from the top. They do a good background
here. Carl didn't pull clips, everybody, so I have to scrub this today, just so you know.
Yeah, whatever.
Hi, I was just wondering if you could do 2 favors.
Well, what are they?
Taking me to the nearest police station.
For the first time, we're hearing from Ruby Frankie's son himself, the emaciated 12-year-old boy who broke free from duct tape shackles and ran for help. His escape exposed the shocking abuse at the hands of his mother, Ruby Frankie.
I'll wait till I have a lawyer.
And her friend, disgraced psychiatrist Jody Hildebrandt.
Okay, I'm just going to stop there for a second. When you are a psychiatrist and you are described as disgraced.
Yep.
You are fucked. Let me tell you something. Most psychiatrists are fucking crazy and should be disgraced by themselves.
And then when someone actually finds out and people alert authorities, you're in trouble.
Yeah, you're
but
fucked.
Let me give you a quick background on this because I don't think this is explained in this video too much. So basically what happened was this woman started this mommy vlogging thing and it took off and started making them a lot of money. And so she's a Mormon. Her and her husband, who's a college professor, are part of this thing that they're doing. And then she decides she needs help with the marriage. So she starts going to this woman, this Hildebrandt. And it has been described because the husband was eventually forced out of the home. And Hildebrandt and Ruby got very close. They're meditating together and they're spending all this time behind closed doors. The husband wasn't even allowed upstairs in the house. And he was eventually kicked out of the house. Wasn't able to see his kids for over a year. And it was described that this woman was running a cult. So this disgraced psychiatrist or psychologist is actually a cult leader, it turns out.
You see, this is why our cult would be better.
Yes, this is why I was getting excited about cults.
And let me explain to you why we would have, the number one thing we would have done differently. If we have to kick out the husband, which, you know, odds are we're going to have to get rid of the husband.
A couple husbands got
to
go.
The husbands get to take the kids with them, you see.
Our cult's very different.
Yes, the husbands take the kids. We see the kids all you fucking
or
want.
Or if we're
when they go to bring the kids back, that's when we ghost them.
Or if we're talking about, like, Hannah and Mr. Hannah.
Yeah.
Mr. Hannah gets the dogs. So, yes, our cult's very different.
Vinny Paulino can come.
All right, keep it playing.
I like dogs. Okay.
Of all the pieces, I think you'd have a lot of empathy for what's going on.
And the details of the boy's abuse proved to be more horrific than we could have ever imagined.
Medical got there, they started cutting the stuff off him. And then you can see, like, the dark around his ankles, and you could smell it, the flesh.
By now, you know the story of Ruby Frankie, the once famed YouTube mom who turned convicted child abuser.
Well, those kids look annoying anyway.
Documenting the lives of her children on the YouTube channel 8 Passengers, that at one point had more than 2 million followers. Critics pointed out Frankie's alarming parenting tactics far before her arrest.
And my kids are literally starving. I hesitate to say this because it's going to sound like I'm like a mean barbarian, but I told the kids, I said, I'm not even gonna let you eat breakfast until you get your chores done.
But it was August 30th, 2023, when things really changed for Frankie.
Place your hand behind your back for me. Perfect. And then...
that's when this harrowing 911 call was made.
This kid has obviously been... I think he's been... he's been detained. He's obviously covered in wounds.
We've played the call for you dozens of times here on Law and Crime Network, but this is the first time we're actually seeing what led up to it.
I mean, that's a beautiful looking house.
Oh, yeah. These are multi-million-dollar houses.
The property is where they fucking live. Gorgeous.
Yeah, this is beautiful. So why don't you scrub up? So they're going to show, first he goes to this one house and no one answers. So then he walks over to another house. Scrub to about 4:30.
Got it.
And this is where a neighbor finally comes out. And he's like walking away dejected. And the guy's like, hey, can I help you? What's going on?
Yes.
RF turns around and faces the neighbor, asking for what he calls some favors.
Hi, how is this? Wondering if you could do two favors.
Well, what are they?
Taking me to the nearest police station.
The man asks the boy what's going on, and he replies, it's personal business.
Well, actually, just one's fine.
What's going on, son? Have a seat there.
It's personal business.
He went to fucking Hank Hill's house?
Yeah.
Sit down, son. Tell me, take a load off. This is Lady Bird.
The neighbor asks RF how he got over there before the video cuts out.
What's your name?
Ed, you know what? Hold on. The greater good. Good point. Obviously, this child was raised right.
Yep.
He didn't come banging out there going, help, help,
no.
Help. I'm an injector. Would you mind doing me a favor and taking me to the police
right.
station?
He's like, look, my mom's abusing me, but I'm not going to tell you my business.
Ed, you know what else? I'm not just going to trauma dump on you either, sir.
Right, yes. Thank
I
you for that.
I just need a ride. I kind of think that maybe this lady did a few things right. My point. Sorry.
We now know RF broke free from duct tape shackles after months of abuse. He and his younger sister were found in such poor condition that they needed to be hospitalized after their rescue. Next, we see video of the neighbor making the infamous 911 call that up until now we only had heard audio for. As you can see, RF is within earshot of the call.
To
1512. I just had a 12-year-old boy show up here at my front door asking for help. And he's said he just came from a neighbor's house and he's emaciated, he's got tape around his legs, he's hungry and he's thirsty.
Well, give him water, asshole.
They are. The, you can see the
Another
mom.
Another video.
Put down a bowl for the
still
kid.
On the line with 911.
But he has duct tape around
and
his
ankle. Injuries. There's sores around him.
Yeah, there's sores around him. I think there's a good chance he's been...
And he also has...
Oh, and he has around his
wrist
ankle.
As well.
I mean, his wrist as well. Okay, this boy has been...
Needs immediate attention.
The 911 recording is famous for the neighbor tearing up during the call as he explains the boy's condition. We now know that as one neighbor was
normally
this,
I wouldn't cry like
other
this
was comforting RF.
Oh, he was such a good kid. Josh,
this kid is obviously been.
I think he's been detained. He's obviously covered.
All right,
in
so the- scrub to about 8:15. This is when the first responders, the paramedics, show up. And you don't see this very often.
Separate body camera video shows one of the first responders begin to cry after seeing RF's wounds.
I'll take more if you want me to. Is that in view?
These people see some serious shit, Vinny. The fact that she shows up and sees this kid, this 12-year-old kid who, you know, weighs 40 pounds and has sores all over him, and she's tearing up over it. This is some serious child abuse going on.
They said in that thing earlier that they could smell this kid.
Yeah, play it. This part's actually coming up, I think. Right here. This is crazy.
Ambulance. Body camera video shows a sergeant speak with a boy, saying he needs a few pictures of the wounds.
Hey, I'm Sergeant Tolbert. I'm going to just get a few pictures. Are you okay with that?
Washington County released photos of the boy's wounds and his sister's, but we've decided not to show them because they're too gruesome. Additional video of RF being treated has been partially redacted, but you can hear a first responder remind the boy he's not in trouble.
How did you get the ropes on you? Who did them? You're not in trouble with me. Okay, we're just trying to figure out what's going on. I mean,
that's the thing, man. That's what fucking rips my heart out.
Yeah.
That's, dude.
This kid thinks he's going to get in a lot of trouble for telling, for tattling right now. Wow, Vinny's taken aback. I've not seen this out of Vinny before.
It makes me mad, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fucking crazy. These people are criminals, and they're in prison, thank goodness.
All right.
So, well, scrub to 11:50.
I'm sorry I lost my sense of humor. For
no, I can tell. I'm really surprised to see you.
Well, dude, I'm having like trauma flashbacks myself.
Yeah.
Because like I went to a private Christian school where they were allowed to like paddle you and shit.
Right.
And I used to get hit a lot as a kid. And
not enough now.
And now, fucking A. And so like when I think about that shit. Because it was like at school and it was part of like the school, the way they bring you up.
Yeah.
I was always terrified that it was my fault. And that
of course,
I
yeah,
because
the adults all thought that was okay.
And these were fucking adults
yep.
who should have fucking known better.
Right.
And I hear that shit and I get fucking worked up. It makes me really mad and really feel for that kid.
I went in there. They started cutting more off of it. And you can see the wounds on the back of his ankles, around the front of his ankles. And then on his wrists as well. And the wounds around his ankles were dark and like, I don't know, like wet looking, I guess, from the moisture underneath it.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, he
so
said...
at least they put some Neosporin under there.
He was tied on the ground with a rope. That's where the wounds came from. Yeah, with ropes on all four of his extremities. And that's where the wounds came from. And then they put the...
Listen to this.
Yeah, they put cayenne pepper mixed with honey, he said, on the wounds. and then covered that with the plastic saran wrap and then the duct tape over the wounds.
What the
delicious
fuck? Yeah, what the fuck is that?
Is that supposed to be like a homemade balm or something?
I can't imagine cayenne pepper is a good thing for wounds, but I don't know. I didn't really research it. Cayenne pepper and honey, is it what they put on this kid's open flesh wounds?
I would, if it were up to me, I would find this Ruby Frankie lady. I would grab her by the back of the hair and rub fucking cayenne pepper in her eyeballs. You fucking, wow. Bad at karate, thanks for the $2. New consequence, loser gets paddled by a nun. It wasn't Catholic school, guys. I went to the tongue-talking Christian school, so it was way crazier than the Catholics.
Oh, it's crazier than Catholics.
Yeah.
It's hard to do.
And I remember at one point in my life, I had to say to myself exactly what that fucking cop said to the kid.
Yeah.
That wasn't your fault, dude.
Yep.
So, I'm with it. That's fucking awful. Fucking awful.
Yeah, let it play a little bit further, and then we'll get to the good part.
That's what we cut off was that. Yeah, they dressed the wounds. Some of the wounds, when I was in there, when they went to go peel it, they thought it was some of the dressing. It was actually his skin that was peeling.
As RF is being treated, Jesus. First responders arrive at Hildebrandt's home.
So this is great. So she lives with Hildebrandt, I should mention. The mom does now with the kids. So this is Hildebrandt's multi-million dollar estate here.
Fucking kick the door in!
This is why we should have a cult, Vinny.
Kick the fucking door in!
This is a nicer house than either of our houses right here.
Avon!
Police officers, open up!
Hey, I noticed that Billy's missing from the basement. Do you think that's why the police are
when
here?
Jody Hildebrandt answers the door.
Oh, good. You found him. Could you bring him back?
No, so look at this. She's already on the phone with her attorney.
Whoa.
We're just going to
steal the house.
Wait a minute. How do you come to my house?
Fucking kick her in the cunt.
Officials later explained they entered the house without a warrant because of exigent circumstances.
Yeah, motherfucker.
You are supposed to announce yourself and explain.
So that's her attorney.
Not yet, but I can do that with you on the phone. But again, there won't be any dialogue. We received a report of an emaciated juvenile that had duct tape around his extremities that was asking for food and water. And based on that information,
okay.
There are other people.
Look at this fucking guilty cud's face.
Yep, she knows. She knows. That's why she's on the phone with her attorney. That's why she didn't answer the door right away. She heard the pounding. She immediately calls her attorney to see what she's supposed to do about
this. Fuck it. This is curb job time.
Where's Richard Ojeda? This is what we need him right now.
Well, in the home, so we're ensuring that there is nobody else in the same condition. So under that exit sheet, we've entered the home.
Hildebrandt eventually does speak with officials, saying she's nervous and that first responders don't know the whole story.
Okay, you can pause it here.
Okay.
Let's just go to 15 minutes in and we'll just see Ruby Frankie's arrest.
Here we go.
What's going on?
Oh, sorry.
Ruby Frankie, however, opts not to speak to police. She only shakes her head in response when she's detained at Hildebrandt's home.
Perfect.
What a monster this woman is. She's torturing her children after being this
right
mommy
now,
blogger that everybody loved.
Each of these, okay.
And now she's just emotionless, just standing there. They show her back at the precinct. She won't say a word. She just says, I just want my attorney. It's about my attorney.
Where's your car?
So
usually we applaud people who do that.
Well, right.
Today.
That is the right move. But this woman's a monster. I guess what happened was a couple of years before this, she was doing something kind of abusive to one of her kids on the vlog. Because she's getting out of control. She doesn't realize.
Having your children on a vlog is abusive.
I agree with that as well. And they lost 90% of their subscribers overnight one night because of one of the videos she posted.
So let me guess. This fucking psychiatrist sees this woman's got a couple million subscribers and gloms onto
yep.
it to try to get herself over.
Correct.
And
yes.
At the expense of these fucking kids who are being held up and fucking...
That's exactly what happened here. So this
smash
is a
smash her pass.
This is a
pass me a fucking brick so I can fucking smash her head. How about that? Smash her pass. Fuck off, man. Get out of here. Oh, fuck.
Yeah, every mommy blogger cares more about clout than their kids. They're all monsters. That's probably some truth to that, I would imagine.
Mr. Blue Sky, thanks for the $5. Vinny, it's not your fault. It's not your fault. It's not your fault, Vinny. Well, I don't know.
Scratch. Yeah, I don't know either. I was going to say the same thing. I was going to be like, Vinny, it's not your fault. But then yeah. I'm like, ah, you could have been a kind of a problem.
Listen, you were in the Airbnb with me for a while. I'm annoyed.
No, you're not.
You're not at all, buddy. Oh, shit. So are we watching any more of this one?
No, I think that'll do it. We get the point there. There's a lot of content around that whole story, obviously, because there's so much footage of her and her vlog and everything else like that. But Jess Spangler sent that to me. That those videos just came out, and I thought we should probably address it on the show.
Yeah,
since it has to do with creeps and the internet and all the things that we like to talk about.
Dude, it was just that moment where that paramedic had to tell the kid, "You're not in trouble with me." That fucking got me hard. Oh,
And you saw it when the kid showed up too, where he's just like, "I need two favors, please. Can you take me to the police station?" The guy's like, "What's going on?" He's like, "It's a personal matter." Like he didn't even want to explain it to the neighbor.
What's the second? What's the second favor, son? Do you have a gun I could borrow for a few minutes?
No, I think the other favor was water.
Oh God!
I mean, that's crazy to not give your kid food and water. It's insane.
Yeah, they're past. Erica Ann is exactly right. Those women are not creeps. They're fucking monsters.
Yes. Agreed. Well, they're both in prison.
All right.
So that's the good news on this one.
If you've ever watched this show and said that these motherfuckers don't have a heart, you are wrong.
Only one of us.
We feel sometimes. That's sometimes true. We are capable
well,
of feeling.
Well, I mean, you know, I had to say something to Vinny when he kept sending me these stories of fucking dogs and puppies getting tortured and shit. I'm like, all right, we got to stop doing these. These are really bringing me down.
Yeah.
Just reading the article before I come over here, I'm just like, oh, motherfucker.
Here comes Vinny, walks in smiling with the Starbucks. Hey, did you get the one about the dog murder? You're the 9-year-old fucking strangled these rabbits and a couple guinea pigs. You hear about that shit, Carl? It's crazy. All right, everybody. So do us a favor. There's no reason to vote this week.
Right. We have a hangover episode today, so no voting today.
But if you can, and you want to check out some great bonus content, if you just go to thecreepoff.com, there's a link to our Patreon, our Supercast, and our Backed By. And you could go back and watch the Dan Schneider Hall of Fame episode, which is a banger. The last Hall of Fame Vince McMahon episode
was a fun one.
There's lots of great back episodes there. There's three episodes about Chris Chan. There's all sorts of crazy stuff. And we hope that you could go back, check those out, and enjoy them. But then you also get with that a bonus episode just about every week. If we're not traveling, we always try to put out some really good content. So check that out there. TheCreepOff.com has all the links.
Yeah, we got to induct Maddox into the Hall of Fame soon.
It's coming very soon. We just got to have Carl do the thing he was supposed to do.
Yep, coordinate that with Dick and Sean, correct.
Yeah, that'd be good.
That would be good.
I want to thank Malka. Malka? Malka? Malka?
Malka.
I got it. Malka. At @artsy_MSF is her Instagram. Make sure you check
Mary
that out.
Mary Sam Frank.
Mary Sam Frank. So, make sure you check that out. We'll be back next week with a new episode. And for those of you who do go to the bonus content, you'll get a new episode Friday. It's nice to be important.
It's more important to be nice.
I think that means it's time to say Gagia.
Do 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 up do 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 up. What the hell is this supposed to be? You think you can get away with that without having legal ramifications? You're out of your fucking mind.